First of all, let's note that we are not talking about temporary erosion and sediment control, BMPs, that are utilized during construction, such as sediment basins and sediment traps. The information in this lesson applies to permanent SCMs that are meant for post-construction stormwater management. SCMs alter the quantity and quality of stormwater runoff. The intent is to reduce the runoff from a stabilized project and to improve the quality of the runoff by filtering impurities and sediment. PennDOT uses these SCMs to achieve the stormwater runoff reduction requirements triggered when highway improvements are proposed that require an NPDES permit, those projects that have an area of earth disturbance of 1 acre or more. SCMs rely upon physical and other processes for treatment. Some SCMs are fairly simple in design. For example, water comes in, is slowed down, sediment settles out, and water is discharged. Other SCMs can be quite complex. A rain garden, for example, relies on microbial activity, filtration/absorption, and plant uptake to remove pollutants from stormwater runoff. Regardless of complexity, all parts of the SCM must function properly in order for it to be effective. In order for them to function long-term as designed, it is critical that these SCM facilities are constructed as per the approved plans.